afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bringing the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
I already know that some of you may listen to the full podcast, and some of you may dip out a little bit early. I don't expect you to stay around for the entirety of the episode this week. However, if you do, thank you in advance. I expect this week to be a little bit heavier than normal. I understand, like I said, that some of you may enjoy this. Some of you may not. Some of you may wonder what its purpose is. If you haven't been able to tell already, there is no guest this week. And there's no rhyme or reason necessarily to that. In fact, I asked Leanne earlier today, I'm recording the night before posting this one. I had asked Leanne earlier, I said, you know, I have an idea. Do you want to go with this idea of, you know, talking about Banff, or would you rather have me go with my other idea? And so we're going to talk about Banff. We'll get together another time. She's catching up on sleep from work and everything. But this week, there's a reason it's called Mental Health Monday. As you've heard me say before, it's always important, it always has been important, for me to be as real, as genuine, as candid of a host as I can be here on the Trent Speaks podcast. You see, it was back in, I believe, episode 3, or very early on in the podcast, back when it started in February of 2018, that I did an episode on vulnerability. I talked about past struggles. I talked about dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression, and at that time, dealing with occasional suicidal thoughts. And here we are, 4 years later, and I'm still dealing with some of those things. Especially the anxiety. The depression hasn't felt as bad, but it's been the anxiety. I had planned to wake up tomorrow to try and get back into my morning routine, which I may still do on Monday morning. But I planned to wake up on the day that this podcast is being brought to you, Monday morning. I plan to wake up at 5:30, get up, record the podcast, and post it right away. Yet here I sit at 8:59 p.m. local time on Sunday night, recording this particular episode. And you may be thinking, well, why does the time matter? Why does it matter that you're doing it the night before and not the day of? And you see, the reason I decided I needed to record this tonight, Sunday night, was because I feel like I can bring you my best self in terms of my true feelings at this point in time. Even as I sit here behind the microphone right now, I feel that anxiety in the center of my stomach. Right in the pit, you know, like right below the chest, but right above the actual stomach, right? Just in that little area in between. Is that the chest bone? The chest? I don't know what it is. I never took anatomy. But I feel like this episode's going to be a little bit heavier from what you are normally used to. And that's why I said, I recognize if you want to hit stop on this right now and not continue to listen. But I also am appreciative if you do choose to continue to listen. And maybe there's something that you can resonate with, and feel free to reach out to me, TrentSpeaks@gmail.com, or whatever other way you'd like to reach out, social media. But I wanted to bring you the raw, the real feelings here on this episode and talk about mental health in a way that I haven't talked about it in a long time. You see, there have been episodes where I've talked about how I've been feeling, or just mental health check-ins basically for myself, and then diving into a guest, diving into some sort of other topic. We've had a variety of guests over the past 4 years who've talked about a variety of things. But mental health in one form or another has come up a lot through a variety of guests. How many times are you going to say variety, Trent? I don't know. But I think about when Jenna was on the podcast. I should have looked these episode numbers up. It's always in retrospect, right? I think about when Jenna was on the podcast many moons ago, and she had talked about, you know, her parents' divorce and the effect that had on her. She talked about a recent, at the time, medical diagnosis that she had received and the impact that that had had on her and her mental health. Tom Coverley, the illusionist, who was on and talked about how he had overcome suicide 2 or 3 attempts in his younger years. And now he travels the globe sharing his story through the gospel and in through magic and illusion. Those are the ones that initially come to my mind, but I know a lot of us have talked about mental health on this podcast. And as I mentioned, it's been a very long time since I've actually done a solely dedicated episode on it. Not just the vulnerability one, but even returning back off of my hiatus earlier this year, or at the end of last year. Time, what is time? You see, I wanted to give you an inside look at my thoughts, my inside look into therapy, and my perspective on moving on. You see, I think sometimes, scratch that, I know that no one knows how I'm truly feeling. No one knows what my anxiety feels like. And that can be the same for you. No one knows what your depression feels like. No one knows what your anxiety feels like. No one knows what's going through your mind at any given moment of the day. You think about, like, Robin Williams, for example. This man was out here acting. He was out here being a comedian. And one day we turn on the news, and that was it. I've talked about wearing a mask before and hiding behind that mask. It's why I want to be real with people on the podcast. It's why I want to be someone that people hear me talk and they want to open up as well. And that's why it's important for me to record this episode, even if no one's listening now. You see, fears to you, what feels real to you, may not feel real to someone else. I think about earlier today. Well, let me back up a little bit. There are times that I don't want to share how I'm feeling, how I'm truly feeling, even to people like Leanne, and Leanne knows this. You see, because I don't want to feel like a burden to others. I don't want people to think, oh, well, Trent's talking to me again. What's going on with him now? Here we go, same old shit, same anxiety feeling, same thing I've heard before. And so sometimes that's why I don't talk. Sometimes I don't reveal everything that I'm actually feeling because I don't want to feel like a burden to someone else. My problems shouldn't be other people's problems. And I understand people checking in, people seeing how you're doing. It is always appreciated, of course. But how much do I really want to share in those moments? Leanne had, I've been having a rough day today, and I don't even remember what I said, but or what Leanne's 100% reaction was. But you could almost tell it was just like getting a little bit irritating to her with how much I was bringing up or what I was saying. And I actually had said, yeah, I know it's annoying. I know it's annoying for me to talk about anxiety sometimes. It may feel too much. It may feel like I'm talking, like sometimes when you talk about anxiety, it might feel like you're talking about it too much, right? But again, that goes back to the realness of it. I bring this up in therapy, you know. I am very guilty of what ifs. My mind immediately goes to worst case scenario, thinking about made up scenarios about the future or the unknown or what could or might happen, things that are 100% outside of my control. And yes, I am trying to live more in the moment. I believe we should live in the moment because that's the only moment that matters in the moment is living in the present. That's actually a goal that I have at therapy. During my first week when we started, she had asked about goals and I said that was one of them, is trying to live in the moment more. But again, and you've heard me say this many a times, easier said than done. And so how do you move on? How do you stop living in the past? And how do you stop living in the future? You see, I really enjoy my therapist. And I'm sad because in a couple of weeks, I need to find a new therapist. And it's much for me, like finding a therapist is like finding a doctor, right? And I talked about this a couple of weeks ago when Joel was on the podcast and Joel and I had had that conversation. I am very good about dragging my feet when it comes to healthcare providers in general. It's just so hard to find someone that you trust, that you connect with, that you can rely on, that you feel comfortable with, that you have that rapport with, that you can build credibility with. It has to be the right fit. It doesn't matter what that person thinks. It matters how you feel and what you think. And whether they tell you this or not when you're in therapy, know that, and again, I talked about this on Joel's podcast, you can always switch to a different person, whether that's a doctor, whether it's a dentist, whether it's a dermatologist, whether it's a therapist. If it's not the right fit for you, get the hell out and find someone else. That's why I think it's going to be hard to find another therapist. But to my point, I enjoy my therapist right now. I had shared things in our very first appointment together that I had gone in saying I'm not going to share certain things. I had already decided I was going to put a mask on, like, you know, those half masks, right? I think like Phantom of the Opera. So like half the mask, I was like, all right, like I'll share this half of things or like this side of things, but I'm not going to share this side. But instead it was like, I took the whole mask off before I walked in the office and I just started sharing stuff because I felt the connection. I felt like I could trust her. I felt safe in that environment. One thing that I appreciate about her is she's very holistic, right? So I talked before about doing breathing exercises. I've talked before about we've been working together on a morning routine. So getting myself in a morning routine, which has been very helpful for me. And then we are in the process of, I'm in the process of getting into an evening routine, which great idea. I should actually start tonight, even though it's now 9:11 already. So very holistic approach, right? Very good friend of mine who I will not name, but very good friend of mine. They know who they are. She knows who she is. We have had conversations a couple different times now about medication. And she had asked me, she goes, "Hey, have you ever thought about, anxiety medication?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, I've been on Lexapro before a couple years ago. I am not very good when it comes to taking medication. So I actually just kind of fell off, but it is something that I would consider doing again." About 2 weeks ago, she texted me and she was just checking in, not pushy about it or anything. She just said, "Hey, have you thought any more about it? What are your thoughts on it?" I am not sure that I would bring it up to my therapist per se. Just not sure how that conversation would go, but I do really appreciate this holistic approach of, you know, really not going the medicine route right now. It is something I would consider and something I do still continue to think daily about. I also had another friend who recently was talking to me about a different medication, not Lexapro. I couldn't even tell you what the hell it was. But they had positive benefits from starting to take the medication and everything. So again, medication works great for some people, but just know for other people, it may not be the right answer. And medication necessarily may not be the end all be all. For me, I think that if I was going to do medication, I would need to do it in conjunction. Here we go, hitting the uhs, and I was trying to avoid those. In conjunction with the breathing and with the routines and everything. So I just wanted to throw that little bit in there about medication. So if you haven't thought about that, and that's something, again, Joel and I talked about on our podcast a couple of weeks ago when he did that takeover on the Trent Speaks podcast, as well as the episode that he posted on the It's All In My Head podcast. So please go give him a like, listen, and follow. Listen, again, anxiety may feel unreal to you in a particular person, but it's going to feel real to that person. As you may know, I have a background in higher education. And as a hall director, I worked with students who had, various mental health conditions or various things that would come up in mental health. Now, let me say off at the forefront, I am not a counselor. I'm not here to talk about psychology. I'm not here to talk about counseling from an educational standpoint. I'm here just talking about my personal experiences, and these opinions are mine and mine alone. I wanted to give that disclaimer. Doesn't feel like it's necessary, but in today's world, you never know. Anyway, I had students who, yes, very real things that they were experiencing. I was there for them as a support system, someone for them to vent to if they needed to, someone to talk to, even if it was just being a listening ear or connecting them to the right resources. But I do also know some people, whether they were mine or whether they were just someone I had heard about through other conversations, who, unfortunate to say, use it as a crutch. And so those are the people who I think kind of ruin it for the rest of us, where mental health is this very real thing, right? And I'm not discounting their mental health, a very real thing for them. But there comes a point where it becomes an attention-seeking thing versus a, no, this is serious, I'm really going through a lot sort of thing. And I'm not going to get into particular situations. This may seem like a really weird piece to you right now, but just trust me, I guess, that they were utilizing in situations where it was very much attention seeking, and that's really all I can say. But know that the majority of people, I'd say 99% of people who are experiencing mental health, this is very real to them. And you don't know what it feels like. You don't know what they're going through. You see, some of my concerns, again, very real fears, very real things. Even if they're, whether they're what ifs or worst case scenarios or potentially made up, still feel very real as a fear, still feel very real as something that could happen. So yeah, I mean, I need a lot of reassurance sometimes. And sometimes that's really all I'm looking for is that, you know, yes, this is maybe what you're thinking about. This is how you're feeling, but it's really going to be okay. Or no, I really don't think that what you're saying is feasible. Or no, I really don't think you have a reason to be concerned. You see, those are the things that, unfortunately for me, those are the things that I need to hear. I need to hear the reassurance. I need to know that everything is going to be okay. It's again, that fear of the unknown. And that is something that we're working on in therapy of really living in the moment. But sometimes it just feels like it's never going to get there. And it's the worst feeling in the world. Let me tell you, I am very sick of feeling this way. It's annoying. It makes me want to cry sometimes. A couple weeks ago, I cried. But talking to my therapist, she believes it was because we were doing so much traveling that kind of threw everything off. It really disrupted my system, disrupted kind of some of the things that I was trying to work on and trying to focus on and do. But I really miss that feeling of not feeling this way. I miss that feeling of, you know, being carefree and just living life. And that's something that I thrive for, and I really want to one day have again, something I'm working toward. And I know that with time, things will get better. Things will work themselves out. And I've talked before, I even mentioned this again last week. As you know, I am a Christian. I do believe in God. I know that not everyone does. However, I do believe in God. I believe in all the things that have been coming together for me. Even Leanne has said this, so much is falling into place right now. And I think about all of the blessings that I've been given over the past few months. And I can only hope and pray and trust that this is a sign from God that everything's going to be okay. And everything is still going according to his plan. And though I may have, you know, those anxieties and those fears and the unfortunately just like that really anxious, sick to my stomach feeling sometimes, all I can do is hope, trust, and pray. And that's all I can do. And I just have to remember that I can't change what's going to happen in the future. I can't predict what's going to happen in the future. Only God knows that. And I'm just hoping and praying he has me on the path that he needs me on, and that nothing that's happened in the past is going to stray us from that. The last thing I want to talk about on this particular episode, at least on what's on my mind right now, is really like priorities. What is it that you care about? What is it that's most important to you? And I think that with my anxiety, that's something that I've thought a lot about. You see, I of course have concern like what's going to happen in the future for myself, for my job, for my family, for my friends. As stupid as it sounds, like what are other people going to think about me? Like, are people going to be like, oh my gosh, I wish Trent would shut up about anxiety and mental health and everything? Or am I someone that people are like, yeah, like he's someone that struggles, but he's someone that talks about it. And we appreciate that. As I'm talking about, this all sounds really stupid now. But what I'm trying to say here is, I think that through all of this, there have been some things that have come out of it, right? So I've got myself into a morning routine. I'm working on getting into that evening routine. Just being in the morning routine, I can tell how much that has changed part of my attitude and part of my life. It's really made me a different person. And I've thought about that. You know, the only thing that you can do each and every day that you do have control of is yourself. What are you doing to be the best person that you can be? And the other thing that I was going to talk about a couple minutes ago that clearly we dovetailed off into some dumb conversation about was about priorities, right? So one of the big things that I've kind of learned like through all this anxiety is like who and what is actually a care in the world to me, right? So friends, very big piece of my life. Many of you know that I have relationships with a lot of different people, and that's something that I hold near and dear to my heart. I don't feel like I have all these friends who I just like, hey, we are friends to be friends. I have friends who I have really good relationships with, and those relationships mean a lot to me. I'm constantly checking in on people, constantly just, you know, trying to keep up, trying to reconnect with people. So one, care about friends. Two, obviously care about family. And our sponsor child in Ethiopia is part of that as well. And I pray for him almost every night. And three, obviously care about my faith and my relationship with God. And these are in no particular order, by the way. But four, also care very much for, of course, my wife, Leanne. Care very much for her. Care very much for the dogs. I think that, you know, when you're going through what feels like a difficult time in your life or what feels like a very dark time, it really starts to open you up to like, okay, what do I care about? Who do I care about? Why do I care about them? Why is, you know, where does some of this anxiety come from? Like, would it be like, oh, like, I don't even know where I was going to go with that. And I honestly don't know where I was going to wrap up this either, but that's what's on my mind. Right. So, the last like 3 to 5 minutes have been what feels extremely pointless. Anyway, I appreciate you listening because, you know, I feel like I really just need to spew all of this, right? So maybe you've related to some of this. Maybe you're like, this has been the biggest waste of 30 minutes of my life. And that's okay too. You just listened to my podcast and gave me some good listener analytics. And there's always next week, right? Hey, no, I do want to say though, I appreciate you listening and I appreciate you being a listener to the podcast. Please subscribe, rate, review the podcast. If you or anyone would like to share your story, you know, by all means, please reach out to me. But just know that I'm a real person too, right? We're all going through something. And we don't have to know all the details of everyone's lives. But just know that sometimes behind the scenes, people really aren't doing as well as you think they are. And so to be there to support them, be there to listen to them, be there for whatever it is they need. And listen, more content, right? Bonus content. If you have friends who leave you along the way, F it, right? We just got to keep it PG-13. F it, right? So if you have friends that leave you along the way, so be it. They were never your friends in the first place. And screw it. That's life. Like you don't need them. I'm not saying any friends have left me recently. It's just shoot. All right. I'm going to leave you with this TikTok from Joe Gatto. And I hope that you all have a great week and tune in next week to hear about Banff. Though I said that this past week. Eventually you'll hear about Banff. Have a great week. And again, leaving you with Joe Gatto.
Hey, you might be having a rough day, so I just wanted to let you know that fuck it. Straight up fuck it in the bucket.
good.